Welcome. Today we have Reverend Rick Saff, who is a Western Rite Orthodox priest in Texas, who loves sharing conversations on faith, divine mystery, and all things awesome. Rick is also known as the Collared Carpenter, who enjoys woodworking and bringing creativity to other social media platforms. Join him each week to not only listen to a new podcast, but to leave a message and to have your questions answered on air. And now for this week's episode with Rick.
Blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter. And today we have our podcast series on conversations on faith. Now, a question that gets asked, and I thought that we could go ahead and kick off this podcast series with this question. Does hell exist? And so it's one of those that today I'm hoping to share a little bit with you so that you realize that yes, truly, hell does exist, just as heaven exists, as God exists, as the devil exists, and as you and I exist. So let's go ahead and jump on into this today. So as we look at the existence of hell, we also have to acknowledge the existence of heaven. And this is where I truly don't understand where some people come from, because they don't have a concept of heaven or hell. They don't have a concept in eternal life, either with God or separated from all eternity from God. And so throughout the Bible, when we look at it, we look at this dichotomy that was created, a plan that was created by God. We are not robots. We are not pre-programmed to give commands, to have actions like any computer system. God gives us free will in order to choose our destiny. So that's what it becomes, a choice of how we decide we want a forever to be. So some people have asked me, well, what is hell like? What is that experience then? That if I don't choose God, what would it be like? And in all honesty, I don't know. I have never been to hell, nor will I plan on ever going to hell. And I don't even want to fathom what that experience would be like. Now, there have had people with near-death experiences. There have been saints that have experienced both the ecstasies of heaven and the terrors of hell. And then there is what is written in the Bible about those experiences. So regardless of where we're looking at as source, the existence of a place so void of life and light, because God is light, as we look at Genesis, if you start right from the beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? there was light, and the light was the light of man. But heaven and then hell is the opposite. Hell is the absence of God. Hell is the absence of happiness or joy, which is the ultimate of happiness. Hell is that which torments us and binds us to take us away from God. So this is where some people have reported smells, putrid smells, sounds, terrifying sounds, tastes, intense, disgusting tastes, and sight, the sight of things so horrible that they can't even be described by human words. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be tormented for all eternity in something that is described like that. I want to choose the other. I want to choose God. And I choose to live in a new Jerusalem, in a new city set on a hill like in Revelation 21, where streets are paved in transparent gold, where jewels abound, where angels sing praise to God, and we join in. To me, that's much more appealing than the descriptions of hell. But Rick, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. What physical manifestation do you need to know that there is a hell? Do you really need proof? Tangible proof that you can see, feel, hear, touch? Or do you need to believe through trust rather than that physical? Even Saint Thomas, one of the apostles, had that disbelief. Unless I see Christ and touch his hands, the nail marks in his hands, touch his side and let my fingers probe his side, I will not believe that he was actually here with y'all, with the other apostles. So Jesus appears again. This is after his death and resurrection. Says, Thomas, come here. Put your fingers into my hands, into the nails, into those wounds, or in my side. He cries out, my Lord and my God. He recognizes not only the existence, but the belief. And that belief is what we are charged with. For Jesus says, blessed are those who have never seen, but yet believe. So is the devil real? Heck yeah. Does he have angels that service him, also known as demons? Heck yeah. Do they entice us and cause us to sin? No. We choose to sin. We justify it within ourselves that they're, it's going to be just okay this once. Or I want to feel an immediate gratification and betterment than what I have experienced. But when Jesus was even asked by Pilate, are you a king? Are you the king of the Jews? Is this your title? Jesus says, this world is not of my own. This world and those that minister to me, my angels, this is not our kingdom here on earth. Ours is in heaven. And ours being God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the giver of life. But even as early as in Genesis in the Bible, in the first chapter of the Bible, that first book, God's creation, us, humanity, Adame, experiences the deceptive powers of the evil one. One who is cast away from being in unity with God. See, that's just it. When we look at evil, what the devil has hated is that we were all created for a reason and a purpose. Humanity is God's beloved. The angels were created to minister both to God and to humanity. But when we look at this, Satan, Lucifer, became jealous with pride and envy against man. He wanted to be the beloved. He wanted to be of God. Instead, he chose to rebel, to reject, to bring others with him so that others would not be able to experience what he is not able to experience. And so he goes to humanity, he goes to mankind, he goes to Adam and Eve and says, look, eat. Surely you will not die. He doesn't lie here. Our souls do not die. Our humanness, our bodies, our physical form, yes, they only last so long. But our souls do not die. But God gave the warning to man, don't eat of this fruit, for you will die. You will be separated from me forever. But Satan is able to twist and contort the truth, just as he does in our lives, for us to be able to see that, oh, yeah, that's right. I won't die. God's mercy is so great. Even if I sin and sin and sin, he's still going to take me back. He doesn't give us just a free pass. God asks us to go ahead and repent of the sin. Change from the sin. Do not sin any longer. Satan doesn't tell us that part. He just entices us for the immediacy, for the gratification. And because of that choice with humanity and with Satan, we are cast out from paradise. You're cast out so that our choice, through our toils, through our agonies, through our decisions, point to God and not to the evil one. He doesn't say for all of humanity, you will be wiped off the face of the earth. Quite the contrary. He says, I offer this to you. I offer you this ability to go ahead and to be one with me again. But do you go ahead and reject me and my commandments and all that I have, this roadmap for you to be able to get here? Or do you go ahead and say yes? But this is where the devil says, you don't need him right now. You've got plenty of time to turn your life around. You can just do this one more thing. He'll forgive you. Now, is God's mercy greater than all? Yes. But if that's your last decision to turn away from God and sin, and then you die, and you meet your Maker, I certainly do not want to be there to witness that. I don't know what that will be like for you. So we could go through scripture and continue to quote those instances when Satan plays an active role in tempting our Lord, in tempting Job, going through the garden, all the difficulties in war and famines and plagues. And throughout all of history, Satan has been worshipped. But I can tell you this right now, brothers and sisters, if you worship Satan instead of worshiping God, your eternity is not going to be one of joy whatsoever. So I encourage you today to change. If those demons in your life are so oppressive and they affect your health, your mental health, who you are, truly seek out help. Seek out those that are able to exorcise or cleave that demon from your life. Because it's real. And I can tell you from experience, it is very real. So I leave it up to you today. Which do you really want to choose? Because hell does exist. But you get to choose where you go. But if you need help in making that step, please reach out. Please ask for help. Please cry out on your knees in prayer to communicate to the God who created you to say, help me. He loves you. I love you too. So today, blessings, miracles, and peace. God love you all, and have a wonderful day.